you have tears, prepare to shed them now. You all do know this mantle. I remember the first time ever Caesar put it on. It was on a summer's evening in his tent. That day he overcame the Nervi.
That great fringe.
Indeed, look, glorious Caesar.
Look, in this place ran Cassius's dagger through. See what a rent the envious Casca made?
Casca?
Through this, the well-beloved Brutus stabbed.
Brutus.
And as he plucked his cursed steel away, mark how the blood of Caesar followed it.
Oh.
As rushing out of doors, to be resolved if Brutus so unkindly knocked or no. For Brutus, as you know, was Caesar's angel.
Betrayed.
Judge, O you gods, how dearly Caesar loved him. This was the most unkindest cut of all.
I say again, yes.
For when noble Caesar saw him stab, ingratitude, more strong than traitor's arms, quite vanquished him. Then burst his mighty heart, and, in his mantle muffling up his face, even at the base of Pompey's statua, which all the while ran blood, great Caesar fell. What a fall was there, my countrymen! Then I, and you, and all of us fell down, whilst bloody treason flourished over us.
Treason!
Oh, now you weep, and I perceive you feel the dint of pity. These are gracious drops. Kind souls, what? Weep you when you but behold our Caesar's vesture wounded? Look you here. Here is himself, marred, as you see, with traitors!
Oh, traitors, villains!
Oh, most bloody sight!
We will be revenged!
Revenge!
Yes! Revenge!
Stay, countrymen! Stay, countrymen!
We will hear him! We will follow him! We will die with him!
Good! Good, good! Friends, sweet friends, let me not stir you up to such a sudden flood of mutiny!
Mutiny!
Oh,
they that have done this deed are honorable! What private griefs they have, alas, I know not that made them do it. They are wise and honorable, and will, no doubt, with reasons answer you.
Indeed they will.
I come not, friends, to steal away your hearts. I am no orator, as Brutus is. But as you know me all, a plain blunt man, that love my friend, and they that know full well that gave me public leave to speak for him. For I have neither wit, nor words, nor worth, action, nor utterance, nor the power of speech to stir men's blood.
Antony is honorable.
I only speak right on. I tell you that which you yourselves do know.
Exactly.
Show you sweet Caesar's wounds, poor, poor dumb mouths. And bid them speak for me. Oh, but were I Brutus, and Brutus Antony, there were an Antony, would ruffle up your spirits and put a tongue in every wound of Caesar that should move the stones of Rome to rise and mutiny! Yet hear me, countrymen! Yet hear me speak! Why, friends, you go to do you know not what! Wherein hath Caesar thus deserved your loves? Alas, you know not. I must tell you then. You have forgot the will I told you. Here is the will. Here is the will, and under Caesar's seal. To every Roman plebeian he gives, to every several man, 75 drachmas.
Most noble Caesar! We will revenge his death!
Hear me with patience!
Revenge!
Moreover!
Revenge!
Moreover, he hath left you all his walks, his private arbors and new planted orchards on this side of the Tiber. He hath left them you!
What else?
And to your heirs forever, common pleasures, to walk abroad and recreate yourselves. Here was a Caesar.
Indeed.
When comes such another?
Caesar! Never! Away, away! We'll burn his body in the holy place.
Avenge
him! The plans of fire, the traitor's house. Take him to the body!
Caesar! Go, fetch fire!
Lock down, vengeance!
Cut down forms! Win the anything!
Caesar! Caesar!
Caesar! Caesar!
Kill the traitors! Kill the traitors! Kill the traitors!
I'll let it work. Mischief, thou art afoot. Take thou what thou wilt. How now, Ambassador?
Sir, Octavius is already come to Rome.
Where is he?
He and Lepidus are at Caesar's house.
Thither will I straight to visit him. He comes upon a wish. Fortune is merry, and in this mood will give us anything.
I heard him say Brutus and Cassius are rid like madmen through the gates of Rome.
Belike they had some notice of the people. How I had moved them. Let's on to Octavius.
I dreamt tonight that I did feast with Caesar, and things unlikely charge my fantasy. I have no will to wander forth of doors, yet something leads me forth.
Hey, there's another one.
What is your name?
Whither are you going?
Where do you dwell?
Are you a married man or a bachelor? Answer every man directly.
Aye, and briefly.
And wisely.
Aye, and truly. You are best.
What is my name? Whither am I going? Whether do I dwell? Am I a married man or bachelor? And to answer every man directly and briefly, wisely, and truly wisely, I say I am a bachelor.
That's as much as to say they are fools that marry. You'll bear me a bang for that one, I fear. Proceed directly.
Directly I am going to Caesar's funeral.
As a friend or an enemy?
As a friend.
That matters. Answer directly.
For your dwelling, briefly.
Briefly, I dwell by the capital.
Your name, sir? Truly?
Truly, my name is Sinai.
Sinai!
I am Sinner the poet! I am Sinner the poet!
Oh, tear him for his bad verses! Tear him for his bad verses!
Oh, I am not Sinner the conspirator!
It's no matter! His name's Sinner! What but this name out of his heart and turn him going!
Many, then, shall die. Their names are pricked.
Your brother, too, must die. Consent you, Lepidus?
I do consent.
Prick him down, Antony.
Upon condition, Publius shall not live, who is your sister's son, Mark Antony.
He shall not live. Look, with a mark I damn him. But, Lepidus, go you to Caesar's house. Fetch the will hither, and we shall determine how to cut off some charge and legacies.
What, shall I find you here?
Or here, or at the capital.
This is a slight, unmeritable man. Me to be sent on errands. Is it fit, the threefold world divided, he should stand one of the three to share it?
So you thought him, and took his voice, who should be pricked to die, in our black sentence and prescription.
Octavius, I've seen more days than you. And though we lay these honors on this man to ease ourselves of divers slanderous loads, he shall but bear them, as the ass bears gold. To groan and sweat under the business, either led or driven, as we point the way. And having brought our treasure where we will, then take we down his load and turn him off, like to the empty ass, to shake his ears and graze in commons.
You may do your will, but he is a tried and valiant soldier.
So is my horse, Octavius. And for that, I do appoint him store of provender.
Ooh.
It is a creature that I teach to fight, to wind, to stop, to run directly on, his corporal motion governed by my spirit, and in some taste is Lepidus but so. He must be taught and trained and bid go forth, barren-spirited fellow. One that feeds on abjects, orts, and imitations.
Antony.
Which, out of use and staled by other men, begin his fashion.
Antony.
Do not talk of him but as a property. And now, Octavius, listen great things. Brutus and Cassius are levying powers. We must straight make head. Therefore, let our alliance be combined, our best friends made, our means stretched, and let us presently go sit in council, how covert matters may be best disclosed, and open perils surest answered.
Let us do so. for we are at the stake, and bait about with many enemies, and some that smile have in their hearts, I fear, millions of mischief.